Republican congressional leaders say that when the 105th Congress convenes in January, they will try once again to pass a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced federal budget. Last week, statements by President Clinton suggested he had softened his opposition to that amendment. A day later, though, White House aides said the president's position remains unchanged. The Senate, which increased its Republican majority in the election, may be ready to pass a balanced budget amendment, but concerns about possible negative effects on the economy and state budgets could keep it from becoming law. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Early last year, in the heady days of the Republican Revolution, the House passed a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, but the controversial measure failed by a single vote in the Senate. This time around, with two additional Republicans in the Senate, Majority Leader Trent Lott says things will be different.
They did their job in the House last time. I feel sure they'll do it again. And we feel like we have a better opportunity this time in the Senate. We think it needs to be done because that is additional pressure for us to actually do a balanced budget this year and into the future also.
But whether Senate Democrats who supported the measure in 1995 will do so again is unclear. Senator Paul Simon, the leader of Democrats who backed the amendment, has retired. Last time around, some Democrats who were less than enthusiastic about the amendment backed the measure, knowing it would fail by one vote. Faced with the possibility it could succeed, some might change their votes. Also, the House could have a harder time passing the amendment now because of gains the Democrats made in that chamber in the election. Even if the supporters find a two-thirds majority in each House of the Congress, getting three-quarters of the states to ratify an amendment may be harder, says Bob Reischauer, who's running a Brookings Institution project on the balanced budget amendment and the states.
2 years ago, many states would have eagerly passed an amendment through their legislatures without much discussion. It was the crest of the revolutionary Republican wave of policy. Now, a lot of states might have second thoughts.
Reischauer says that's because the Congress has handed states the responsibility for their welfare program, making state legislators more aware that balancing the federal budget could mean shifting even greater financial burdens to the states. But is a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget a good idea? Nobel Prize-winning economist Gary Becker of the University of Chicago thinks it could be helpful.
It's not just a magic solution. I think combined with a commitment to lower spending, and I hope lower taxes, plus a balanced budget amendment, I think that combination can be effective. It's a sign of a commitment to trying to rein in the scale of government. Therefore, in that respect, I think it would be quite useful.
Economist Alan Blinder, former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, disagrees.
I believe it's an unmitigated horror story. I'm as against it as I possibly could be.
Blinder, now a professor at Princeton, says balancing the budget is a good idea. But he argues a constitutional amendment requiring that the budget be balanced every year could have disastrous consequences.
A balanced budget amendment, unless crafted incredibly carefully and in a very complicated way, and you see most of these amendments are quite simple statements, runs the extreme peril of exacerbating recessions and or making it extremely difficult to recover from recessions once they've occurred.
That's because recessions often trigger deficits as tax revenues fall and spending rises on things like unemployment compensation. So to avoid violating the Constitution in a recession year, Congress would probably have to raise taxes and cut spending to keep the budget in balance. That's just the opposite of the economic pump priming needed to get the economy going again. But Gary Becker argues there's a way around that problem.
A balanced budget amendment, if appropriately drafted, would not be like month-by-month balance, even year-by-year balance. It would mean something to the effect that over a two-year or three-year period, the budget has to be in balance. You want to have some flexibility where you could vary that over short periods of time.
Alan Blinder acknowledges that if the amendment didn't require that the budget be balanced every year, but rather over a period of years, it would be less onerous. However, he says there's another big problem. If Congress fails to balance the budget, the task of cutting spending and raising taxes could fall to the courts. That could precipitate a constitutional crisis, since the founding document reserves taxing and spending powers for the Congress. The challenge for advocates of a balanced budget amendment is to draft one that reduces potential pitfalls, but still has the teeth to force Washington to budget responsibly. I'm John Itzty in Washington.